Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it.
The Jamoti Podcast is powered by Sideline Interactive. Sideline Interactive is the leading manufacturer for high-quality, innovative scoring tables and LED video display boards that help coaches and schools bring more excitement to fans, create huge fundraising opportunities, and make their jobs easier. Visit sidelineinteractive.com to check out their amazing products.
A question that a lot of high school coaches that are in charge of the strength and conditioning, in season, how many days a week do you think we should be getting in the weight room? And then also out of season as well?
Yeah, so this would be, you know, start with a general answer, but we'll get more specific. So, I mean, in my opinion, I think 2 to 3 times a week in season is really ideal. But what matters more is, like, what are you doing? Like, what exactly are you doing? Just because you walk in the weight room doesn't mean you check the box. Like, what are you doing? You could really be putting yourself in a bad position, or you could be hurt, or you could be helping yourself. Okay. So it's more specifically, what are you doing off season? Obviously more flexibility. I mean, I guess for the older athletes, not so much for the high school kid, because there's really no true off season, to be honest with you.
That's right.
But ideally, if you do have an off season, you know, 3 to 4 times is nice, is ideal. But we always got to keep in mind, like, what are hoopers doing? Hoopers are hooping. They're playing basketball, as they should be. They should be playing a lot of basketball, working on their game. Basketball is not one of those sports that you should step away from the ball for a few days, because you're going to feel different. Your touch and your feel and your handle, it just loses fast, you know? So you got to have your hands on it. So I've always been a big proponent of, like focusing on lower volume type of work, you know, trying to get as much as possible out of minimal. And I know some coaches don't like that. They might say, well, why do the minimal? Why don't you do the maximum? Because the reason why I say that is because let's keep it real. Who's our population? We're dealing with high school kids. They don't sleep well. They don't eat. They never eat good enough. Okay. So you got two stressors that are not in favor for them. So they're not maximally recovering. They don't know how much water to drink. They're never doing that. Okay. So you got multiple factors going against their recovery process. Okay. And so if we're adding stress on top of stress on top of stress, eventually these kids are going to break down. I tell kids all the time, like, your goal this season needs to be to not get sick. Stop getting sick. Why do you get sick? You get sick because you're run down, because you're not recovering properly. And it might be a million different things. Okay. And when you're run down and you get sick, you lose 3, 4, 5 days of practice, and then you get out of shape, and then you got to catch back up. And so I see kids all the time, like, they get sick over and over just because they're doing too much. And so, you know, so I think having a lower volume, very focal approach, you know, for the kid, trying to get the most quality you can out of a session, you know what I mean? So I generally tend to keep our stuff lower volume, you know, quick hits. We go hard. We track metrics. We make sure that we're progressing at an appropriate rate. But, you know, the general answer is, I think two times a week in season is probably a sweet spot, but you got to be very strategic. When do you do it? How do you do it? What do the kids do that are sitting on the end of the bench not playing? They can be on a different routine because they don't have to be. They could be a little sore. They could be a little sore if they're, and that's a whole different conversation we could go into. I think coaches miss the boat a lot of times on what are those kids doing that aren't playing. I was one of those kids. I was a mediocre basketball player in high school. I wanted to be better. I was just very average. And I didn't play a lot of minutes. I definitely didn't start. Played more as I got older, but, you know, I didn't start. So, like, when I would get in the game and I've been practicing all year long, I'd feel out of shape. I'd be like, wow, what's going on? Why? Because the guys that are playing 20, 25 minutes a game in high school and I'm playing 5, they're getting in that much better shape every game, okay? And so I'm behind that much more every single game. So then when I get in the game, I'm like, I feel like I never played, you know, that fatigue level pops up and then you can't focus, can't process, can't coordinate. Then you just feel worse and you perform worse.
Yeah.
And so I think addressing training for those kids that are like, aren't playing as much, try to be ready, stay ready. How do you do that? How do you do that without making them stay after a game and run whatever amount to, like, catch up? Like, I think coaches need to have some strategies there and explain why to do that type of stuff. Because at college level and NBA, you're going to do that. If you're on the NBA roster and you're the bottom of the roster and you're making $2 million a year, when your name is called, you better be ready. You better be ready. Nobody in the stands cares. Your coaches know you better be ready. You can't be like, well, I'm not in shape because Brad Beal's taking 35 minutes a game. Nah, you better be ready to go or else you're gonna be in another organization or out of the league, you know? So I think with kids, I recognize that a lot more. Like, if you're not playing, man, what are we doing to get better in a smart way where you can take advantage of some time? Maybe it's, hey, I can contribute more time to my upper body development, which can make a big difference. I might be able to do a little more on my agility at this time because I'm not playing, you know? Like if you're on game day and you're not going to play, it might serve you well to do some hard agility, like as if you were playing. So you get some stress, right? So I think there's some things to consider there for coaches, like when you talk about what do these kids need at different points of the year.
I like that. I thought about skill work too, because so often, to your point, once team time starts in season, individual skill work tends to go. It goes away. And well, at that point, your best scorer, probably your point guard, and a couple other guys that maybe have the ball in their hands or shoot, they're still improving, but 7, 8, 9 all the way down, they're not getting those same reps unless you have a blocked out time for individual skill work. But even then, there's ways to maximize the time for some of those guys. But I love the idea of maybe creating workouts that are slightly different. One, to protect those athletes that are having more miles put on their legs. Maybe they have some more recovery-based movements or ideas in their workout. But then the opposite, to continue to develop. Because at the end of the day, going back to the relationship piece, everybody wants to feel like they're valued, and they're getting better.
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, everybody's got a different role and responsibility. And that's something I'm really targeting on, like explaining to kids. It's like, not everybody's going to be the LeBron James. Not everybody's going to be the Steph Curry. You know, there's the Kevin Looney's who proved very important, right? You know, in that game 7. So we don't talk about him very often, but he pulled out 20 plus boards. Okay. So if you understand your role and responsibility, say you're the 12th guy on the team, you play sometimes, you play sometimes, you don't. Your responsibility is to be ready. So what does that responsibility include? I think as coaches, we should help map that out, what that really means. And how can I be as ready as possible when my name is called? If the 8th or 9th guy gets hurt, then my 12th spot might move up to 8 or 9. And I'm playing, instead of 5 minutes a game, I'm playing 15 minutes a game. How can I be ready for that? And I think that does kids a nice service to keep things in perspective and keep them prepared as much as possible versus not doing that and saying, hey, all of a sudden, you know, you're taking these minutes now and you're just not ready. You know, that's not just on the kid, that's on the coach. It's on the coach as well, you know?
Yep. Out of season, what kind of split? Let's just say they had 4 days that they could lift. What type of split? I mean, and again, I'm sure you could go into probably a 2-hour talk about what to do in those days. But just real quick, what's your advice there?
I mean, I think, look, at the high school level, we just have to, like, you got to get good at doing things that are really, really simple. Like a lot of kids I see, even in high school, can't even do a proper push-up. They think they're doing push-ups, but they're not doing push-ups. A lot of kids lack, you know, have mobility restrictions in the hips and the ankles, the thoracic spine, can't do certain movements. You know, I think you're going to want to split those 4 days up into, like, really learning how to get a wide variety of movements through the upper body, through the lower body. So I would literally go upper, lower, just to get some exposure. Okay. Some exposure, some time in the weight room to learn, to not be in a rush, you know? So if we have 2 days a week, you know, you got to do full body on those. Cause I've always leaned on the fact that I want, at the end of the week, I want to have 2 full bodies at the end of the week. You can get there a lot of ways. You can do 4 days, upper, lower. You can get there 3 days, full body, upper 1 day, lower the third. You can get there 2 days a week, full body, full body. Ultimately, at the end of the week, I want to get 2 full bodies. Sometimes that changes during the season, depending on energy demands and gameplay and minutes, stuff like that. But in general, twice a week is ideal. And so you want to spend some time. You don't want to rush the weight room. You don't want to do everything in a fatigue state because you're not really learning the patterns, learning the coordination of patterns. And so I would really break it up to upper, lower, and get good with doing the simple things really, really well. Push up, squat, hinge, lunge, balance, learn how to move and in and out of different positions and angles. Really pay particular attention to tendon health, because we're seeing more and more kids nowadays with patellar tendonitis, Osgood Schlatter's, seeing more kids now with Achilles issues, which is really an old man issue, not shouldn't be a young kid issue. It's an overuse issue. Seeing a lot of that. So having some attention to potential issues, whether they're there or not. What are you doing to help protect these kids' knees and their ankles and Achilles? There's got to be attention there. And so I don't think things need to be super complicated and basic. And what are basketball players doing a lot while they play basketball? They're jumping, they're sprinting, they're doing agility, they're reacting. So one could argue that you're getting a lot of that in the game. It doesn't necessarily mean you don't do it, you know, in your training, but you've got to decide, like, where should my effort really be spent?
Yeah.
And that changes at different points of the year, obviously. If you got a kid who's like, who really can't move and doesn't move well, then you're going to really want to spend time helping that kid learn the coordination pattern, because that will translate to the court. Certain kids are super athletic and move really well, and they just might need more of a strength focus. And so everybody's going to have sort of different buckets, you know, different times of the year. But in general, I mean, most kids are just not strong. They're not strong with their own body. And I think that's one out of many pieces of the puzzle to help keep them healthy and available, you know.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.